Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to all of you. Thank you for coming for this wonderful interactive panel. We have really, really strong panelists on a very important topic. And of course, welcome to you, Secretary General. And a very welcome to the new director, relatively new director, of the Division on International Trade and Commodities, Ms. Luz Maria de la Mora. And again, welcome and congratulations on your new position. It's the first time you have, I think, an official intervention, at least at the Trade and Development Board. Very welcome. Now, I had a quote Monday, I had a quote yesterday. I like also like to quote, to share a quote with you this morning. It's not about a form from a former SG, as yesterday, but it's from a gentleman called James Baldwin, and I'd like to share that with you. I do have your attention, that is nice to see. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Thank you. With that, we turn to item 6, new trade dynamics, realizing inclusive trade gains. And today we gather to explore a critical topic at the intersection of trade and development, how we can ensure that the benefits of international trade are shared more equitably and inclusively across and within countries. As the global economy continues to evolve rapidly, it is imperative that we find ways to make trade work for all, and especially for developing countries, for small businesses, for women, for youth, and marginalized communities. Now, discussion will be divided into two engaging panels. The first one is on assessing inclusive trade gains. And here we have the honor of hosting, well, first of all, the ambassador known to all of us, Matthew Wilson, ambassador to Barbados. And we have Professor Marcelo Olariaga. He's professor of economics of University of Geneva. Welcome to both of you. And then we continue with the second panel on creative economy and trade inclusiveness. And for that, we have two distinguished speakers, His Excellency Felipe Buitrago, who's an economist at Universidad de los Andes in Colombia, the gentleman with the orange tie, thank you. Much appreciated.
I said socks.
I didn't want to, okay, and I know he has also orange, very pretty socks, but I didn't want to. It is true. Much appreciated for that. And we have Professor Giorgio Fazio, Research Director of the Creative Industries Policy and Evidence Center in Newcastle, at Newcastle University at the UK. Welcome to both of you as well. But of course, we first will be able and have the honor to listen to our Secretary General, Rebecca Greenspan, to make some introductory remarks. Angie, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, President. And